learners, today we are going to discuss about operating systems. This is one of the lesson in our computer science subject. So, when we say operating system, this is the main software which we need for working our computers. So, it is a system software that runs on a computer, and every computer must have an operating system to run other programs and applications. Suppose if you are having any computer or laptop with you, so when you have switched on your computer, you might have seen that if you are installed Windows 7 operating system, then in the starting screen will show you that Windows is going to start, Windows is starting up. So that screen shows that that is the one, that is the operating system is going to start. So once you have installed an operating system, then you will be able to use other softwares in that. Then you will be able to download some of the applications which you want to use it in the computer. So you can download and you can use any number of applications in your system. So an operating system is a program that acts as an interface between the user and the computer hardware. Without an operating system, a computer and the software programs would be useless. Operating system performs basic tasks such as recognizing the input from the keyboard, sending output to the display screen, keeping the track of the files and directories on the disk, and controlling the peripheral devices such as the disk drives and printers. So if your operating system is not working, then you will not be able to do other tasks. So that is the main software which will act as an interface between your computer hardware and between the user and the hardware. So without the operating system, a computer and software programs will become useless. So it performs the tasks such as it recognizes the input from the keyboard. So whatever you are pressing in your keyboards, that will be recognized, and the output which that whatever you are seeing it on the screen of the from the monitor, that you will be able to see it. So it will send the output to your screen, or it will send the output to the printer. So, if you give some instructions that I want the printout of these many pages, then it will understand and it will forward the instructions and it will print those pages, and will also keep the tracks of the files and directories, and it will control the disk drivers and printers. So, in today's session, we will discuss about what is an operating system, and we will list the functions of operating system, and we will discuss about the classification of operating system. A computer, it is a machine which needs to be instructed for every single step. The operating system, it is the most important software that runs on a computer. The operating system performs the actions like it provides a convenient and an efficient environment for the users to execute the programs. It is a software which manages the hardware. It controls the allocation of the resources like memory, processors, devices, and information. It makes sure that different programs and multi-users do not interfere with each other. So, a computer system, it cannot operate without an operating system. Some of the most common operating systems are Windows operating system, that is by Microsoft, Macintosh operating system by Apple, and Unix family of operating system. There are many other operating systems which are available for special purpose applications, including specializations for mainframes, robotics, real-time control systems, and so on. There are certain standard services which are required by every application program. Such as music player, word processor, games, and all. So the few examples of services which are provided by the operating system are, while listening to the music on the media player, it works to retrieve the music from its source. The operating system sends the information from the music player to the speakers so that we can hear the music. The operating system sends the signals to the printer when the word processing program prints the output on the paper. It's not only word processing program, we have given some examples. If you have given any print command, it will send the signal to the printer. On a network where more than one computer shares a printer or other resources, The operating system will coordinate those activities. Managing the memory when multiple programs are running. So, for example, listening to the music and writing your notes in the word processor are two different applications which are allocated memory by the operating systems. So, for the users, it does the basic management of hardware and software resources and sets the system to look and perform the way they want it. So, it's a collection of software that manages computer hardware resources and provides common services for computer programs. It deals with management and coordination of its activities. Operating system, it's a vital component of the system software in a computer system. Now, let's discuss about the functions of operating system. The operating system manages computer resources, especially the allocation or alignment. Especially the allocation or assignment of the resources among other programs. Management tasks include scheduling the resources to avoid the conflicts and interference between the program. The various functions of the operating system, you know, if you have the material with you, you can see the page number 50 where we have given the a diagram in which clearly says the what are the functions of the operating system. It manages the process and it's an user interface and file and disk management will be done. Input and output management will be done. Memory management also will be done by the operating system. So let's discuss one by one. First, we will discuss about the process management. We know that a program is a logical instructions given to the computer. A program that is in an is execution state, it is called a process. A program which is in an execution state, it is called a process. For example, a word processing program like MS Word being run by a user on a personal computer, it is a process. A system task such as sending output to a printer can also be the process. So, a process needs certain resources such as CPU time, memory, files and I/O devices to accomplish the task. These resources are allocated to the processor either when they are created or while they are executing. The operating system helps in the allocation of the resources to each process. The most critical task for an operating system is the allocation of the CPU time. Each process is allowed to use the CPU for a limited time, which may be a fraction of a second. It must then give up control and thus becomes suspended until its next run. Thus, to maximize the CPU utilization and allow multiple processes to run, process scheduling is performed by the operating system. The operating system, it is responsible for creation, deletion and scheduling of various processes that are being executed at any point of time. Next, we will discuss about the memory management. A computer program remains in the main memory, that is random access memory, during its execution. To improve the CPU usage, several processes are being executed simultaneously in the memory. The operating system, it keeps the track of every memory location that is either assigned to some process or it's free. It also checks how much memory should be assigned to each process. Operating system also manages the input and output. Humans interact with machines by providing information through input-output devices. Management of input-output devices is one of the most important functions of an operating system. The examples of the variety of input-output devices on a modern computers are mouse, keyboards, disk drives, USB devices, printers, special devices for the physically challenged. So, the operating system provides a generic, consistent, convenient and reliable way to access the I/O devices. Operating system, it responds to the user keystrokes, mouse clicks and other input formats. It then interprets the input-output request so that the requested input-output functions can be performed. For this, the operating system requires device driver software to interact with a particular hardware device. Next, we will discuss about the file and disk management. Computer systems have secondary storage devices like magnetic disk, magnetic tape, optical media, flash drives and all for permanent storage of the programs and data. The programs and the user data are stored in the files. In generally, a file, it is a sequence of bits, bytes, lines or records. The operating system, it is responsible for allocating the space for the files on the secondary storage media. A file, especially a large file, may or may not be stored in a contiguous memory location on a physical disk drive. If the file is of a large size, it is fragmented into smaller pieces. The operating system then keeps track of the memory location allocated to each piece of the file on the storage disk. The operating system is thus responsible for the organization of the file system. It guarantees that the read and write operations performed on the secondary storage device are secure and reliable. The operating system must be able to read, write, and search each file whenever it is required, keeping the access time to the minimum. Operating system like DOS, Windows, Macintosh and Unix follow the hierarchical structure to store the files in folders. In case of the Windows operating system, a file is placed in the desired folder or subfolder. An operating system also provides an user interface. A user interface is the part of the operating system, program or device that the user uses to input and receive the data. The text user interface or the command line interface allows the users to interact with an operating system by typing the commands in a terminal or a console window. The users type a command or series of commands for each task they want to perform on a visual prompt. Examples of the command line based operating systems are DOS and Unix. Graphical user interface, it is an easy to use interface. It uses graphics along with a keyboard and a mouse to provide an easy to use interface to your program. A graphical user interface, it makes interaction for the user easy with the operating system or the applications because it provides you with the features like pull down menus, buttons, icons, scroll bars and wizards. And all. So the examples of graphical user interface operating systems are Windows, Linux and Solaris. Next we will discuss about the difference between graphical user interface and the character user interface. Graphical user interface, it is very easy to interact with the computer. For example, the application programs, commands, disk drives, files and all are presented in the form of icons. So you can click these icons by using mouse. It also provides menus, buttons and other graphical objects to the user to perform the different tasks. The character user interface, the new users find it difficult to use the command line interface since it requires memorization of the commands, because without knowing the commands you will not be able to type the commands, and even if the commands or the syntax are not properly used, it will not execute or it will not perform the actions which you want to perform. So you should know the proper syntax of those commands. But in the graphical user interface, the icons will be there, so each icon will be having a name. You can see the iconic images, and you can also read the name of the icon, and even if you keep the cursor near to that particular icon, you will get some information about the purpose of that particular icon, so you can get an idea what it will do. So if you open that particular icon, it will some of the operations which are assigned to it. Suppose I am clicking on the computer icon in Windows 7 operating system, it will show me the list of other folders and drives which are available in my computer, and you will get that file explorer window where you can see the files and their spaces and how much, what type of file it is, when it was lost, modified, when it was created. So that type of detailed information you can see it if you have clicked on the my computer icon. But in the command line interface, you will not be able to click on anything. So you have to type the commands, and you will be have to memorize those commands. So if you memorize those commands, then you will be able to remember, and you can be able to do the task. And in the graphical user interface, it provides a lot of control over the file system and the operating system. But still, it to perform some advanced level task, command line is required. In character user interface, some advanced level tasks can be performed only through commands. So using users using the command line interface, they get much more control over the operating system and the file system. So for example, a single line command may be used to copy a file from one location to the other. And in the case of graphical user interface, a lot of system resources are required, because each component such as drivers for video, mouse and other devices also needs to be loaded for graphical user interface. In character user interface, very few computer resources are needed when the system is running. The example of graphical user interface operating systems are Windows, Macintosh, Linux. So if you are having a Windows operating system, then you can see how the icons are used and all. So if you want to see the command line interface in your whatever the operating system you are using, you can just go to the command prompt. In there, if you in the command prompt, you will be able to see the black screen where you have to type the command, then only it will perform the operation. So if you want to list some of the files, then you have to use list command. If you want to create a folder, then you have to use particular commands. And if you want to copy the file from one place to another place, you have to use the proper syntax for the copy commands and all. So you have to remember the commands if you are using the command line interface. In the graphical user interface, you don't have to remember the commands. You only can see the images of the particular operating system, then you will get an idea about the particular task of each icon, and you will be able to get the benefit of those icons. And next we will discuss about the types of operating system. There are many different operating systems that have been developed for different purposes. The most typical operating system in ordinary desktop computers and laptop are Microsoft Windows, Linux, Unix and all. So we will discuss one by one. Microsoft Windows, this is an operating system designed by Microsoft. It is the most popular operating system for the home PCs. There have been many versions of Windows, but the most recent ones include Windows 10, Windows 8, Windows 7, Windows Vista and all. So you might have used any one of the operating systems of Windows. So you might have seen how the the interface will look, and how the iconic images will be there. And the features of the Microsoft Windows operating systems are, it is a graphical user interface based operating system. That is, interaction with the computer is done by clicking with the mouse on the icons. GUI also provides menus, buttons and other graphical objects to the user to perform the different tasks. A graphical user interface is very easy to interact with the computer. So thus we can say that Windows eliminate the need to memorize the commands for the command line. Several programs can be opened at the same time. It supports multi-programming and multitasking. Linux, it is an open source operating system. The term open source here, it refers to program code which is very which is freely available, and its source code is available to developers or users for modifications. So it means that it is not a paid software. You can simply download the software and you can execute the operating the downloaded software. Once you have downloaded and once you started to execute, then you will be able to use the particular software. So you don't need a particular license. It is free for all. In the case of Microsoft Windows, that is the product of Microsoft, so you have to pay and get that particular software. Even if they have if you want to change from one version to another version, you have to get the other version license, then you have to install the particular operating system. Linux typically provides two graphical user interfaces, that is KDE and GNOME. So the various distributions of Linux come from different companies like Red Hat, Ubuntu, Xandros and all. So the Linux operating system has three main components: kernel, system library and system utility. Kernel, core part of Linux, it is responsible for the major activities of the operating system. System library, it has special functions using which application programs access kernel's features. System utility, it is responsible to do the specialized individual level tasks. The features of Linux operating system, it is an open source operating system. As we discussed earlier, open source refers to any program whose source code is made available for use or modification. Open source software, it is usually developed as a public collaboration and made freely available. It is a multi-user operating system that supports multiple users at once or different times. So Linux is customizable in a way that Windows is not. The user interface, while similar in concept, varies in detail from distribution to distribution. The next operating system we are going to discuss, that is Unix. Unix is an operating system developed in the year 1960s. It is a stable, multi-user, multitasking system for servers, desktops, and laptops. There are many different versions of Unix, although they share common similarities. The most popular versions of the Unix are Sun, Solaris, and macOS operating system. The features of the Unix operating system is it is a flexible operating system. It can be installed on many different types of machines like mainframe computers, supercomputers and microcomputers. It has better built-in security and permissions features than Windows. Smartphone operating system, you might be using some of the smartphones right now. The smartphones are using operating systems too. That this development has brought many advanced functions on mobile which were already available on our computers. Mobile phones or smartphones are not just a device to make phone calls or send some text, but they are close to handheld computers that enable us to send email, play games, watch news, do video calls and much more. So it is also a platform where developers can create applications or app. There are thousands of apps available and they constantly evolving each with its distinct purpose. For example, we can download weather app that tells the current temperature or possibility of the rain in our city. So let's discuss about some of the operating systems which are used in the smartphones. iOS operating system, Android operating systems and Windows phone also we are having. So we will discuss one by one. Apple iOS is a multi-touch, multitasking operating system that runs on Apple iPhone, iPad and iPod. It gives the response on the user's touch. It allows them to tap on the screen to open a program, enlarge an image, or swipe a finger on the screen to change the pages. Apple iOS can only be used by products made by Apple. It comes with the Safari web browser for internet access, iTunes application for playing music, and Mail app for accessing the mail. So you can download millions of apps like recipe books, guitar tutorials, games or any other app of your interest available on the App Store on any Apple device running on iOS operating system. Android, it is an open source mobile operating system owned by Google. So you can find a wide range of devices from smartphones to Android TVs, tablets, etc. which use the Android as operating system. The source code of the open software is available, so that is the source code can be viewed, altered and shared. Open source operating systems are fully customizable. It provides unlimited access to anyone who wants to develop the apps for the phone and puts less restrictions on its licensing, so users benefit from the free content. Android smartphone has a wide range of customers now. So the Android market has millions of apps, most of which are totally free. So most of people will be using the Android based smartphones, where they can simply download the games or other software from Play Store, and they can also listen to the music. They can use the apps for browsing the content. So at any point of time, you can watch movies, not only in Android operating systems. It's generally in a smartphone. We can watch movies, we can play games, we can make video calls, we can also simply chat with our friends by using the chat softwares. And we can download the Facebook, Instagram, and we can have those accounts, and we can start to connect with our friends and family members. So by using smartphones, we will be able to be in touch with the rest of the world. Windows Phone, Microsoft released its Windows platform for mobile phones in the late 2010. The Windows Phone home screen resembles a Windows desktop start menu. The Windows Phone is recognizable from its tile-based interface. The home screen is fully customizable to add or remove tiles, resize tiles, and move them around on the screen to reorganize. The content like photos, music from various applications are automatically grouped together by the aggregator feature called hubs. So aforementioned enables easy access to the similar content in one place for the user without opening individual applications. So like example, all the photos from the mobile camera downloaded applications or downloaded apps like Facebook, etc., are shown in a single location. So Windows operating system comes with Internet Explorer for web access and Microsoft Exchange for secure corporate email access. So these applications have been optimized for mobiles. So we have discussed about what is an operating system, and we discussed about the functions of the operating system. Also, we discussed about the types of operating system. And in later we discussed about smartphone operating system also. So I just want to give you what are the things we have learned. We learned about an operating system. It is an interface between the users and the computer hardware. It provides users an environment in which a user can execute the programs conveniently and efficiently. Operating system controls the allocation of the resources and services, such as memory, processors, devices, and information. So we also discussed about the process management, then memory management, input output management, file and disk management, or not. The process management, we know that a program that is in an execution state, it is called a process. So a process needs certain resources like CPU time, memory, files, IO, devices to accomplish its task. So these resources are allocated to the process either when they are created or while they are executing. So operating system, it helps in the allocation of the resources to each process. It also manages the memory. So computer program remains in the main memory during its execution. To improve the CPU usage, several processes are being executed simultaneously in the memory. So the operating system keeps track of every memory location that is either assigned to some process or it is free. Input output management, humans interact with the machine by providing the information through the input output devices. So we generally use keyboard, mouse, and some other devices for input. For inputting, we can use keyboard, mouse, and for output, we can use printer. Monitor is also one of the output devices, and we can also use USB devices for sharing the information, or from the USB device to the computer if you want to share, or from the vice versa if you want to share, we can use USB devices also. The operating system system responds to the user's keystrokes, mouse clicks and other input formats. It then interprets the input-output request so that the requested input-output functions can be performed. And it also manages the files and disks. So the programs and other user data are stored in the files, and a file OS operating system is responsible for allocating space for the files on the secondary storage media. If your the large file cannot be stored in a contiguous memory location on a physical disk drive, so if the file is of large size, it is fragmented into smaller pieces. So the operating system then keeps track of the memory location allocated to each piece of the file on the storage disk. So when we are accessing the same file again, so we will get the whole file without any disturbance. So it keeps track of the memory location allocated to each piece of the file. And it is the user interface. It is a part of an user interface is the part of an operating system, program or device that the user uses to input and receive the data. There are two types of interface, that is text user interface or command line interface or character user interface, which allows the user to interact with an operating system by typing the commands in a terminal or a console window. The users type a command or a series of commands for each task they want to perform on a visual prompt. So the DASC and UNIX are the some of the examples for the character user interface. The graphical user interface, it is an easy to use interface. It uses graphics along with a keyboard and a mouse to provide an easy to use interface to a program. It makes interaction for the user easy with the operating system or applications because it provides you with the features like pull down menus, buttons, scroll bars, iconic images, wizards and other icons. So examples for the GUI operating system are Windows, Linux and Solaris. We also discussed about the difference between graphical user interface and character user interface. Then we discussed about the types of operating system. There are many different operating systems that have been developed. But we discussed about few operating systems like Microsoft Windows, Linux and Unix. In that Microsoft Windows having many versions have been developed in Windows. The most recent one is Windows 10. So people still are using Windows 8 and 7 version. This is also graphical user interface based operating system. There are several programs can be opened at the same time. It supports multi-programming and multitasking. The Linux is an open source operating system which uses typically it provides two graphical user interfaces, that is KDE and GNOME. So various distributions of the Linux come from different companies like Red Hat, Ubuntu and Zandros. It is an open source operating system. It means that the operating system is freely available. You can simply download and use this operating system. Linux operating system has three main components. Those are kernel, system library and system utility. Kernel, it is core part of the Linux. It is responsible for major activities of the operating system. System library, it has special functions using which application program access control access controls features. It is responsible to do the specialized individual level tasks in that we are talking about the system utility. Unix is an operating system developed in the 1980s. It is a stable, multi-user, multitasking operating system for the servers, desktops and laptops. There are many versions are there. The most popular versions are Sun, Solaris and macOS operating system. It is a flexible operating system. It can be installed on many different types of machines and it has a better built-in security and permission features than Windows. Then in the last we discussed about the smartphone operating system. Even though the mobile phones which we are using right now, those are also having operating systems. Nowadays we are using the mobile phones for making the video calls, for playing the games, watching the news, for checking the weather report, watching some movies also. So earlier we use for sending just text messages or phone calls, but we right now the we can use the mobile phones for creating documents or sending an email, and even you can use a present, you can create a presentation, you can share your presentation with others, you can even if you want to send it with a different type of persons, or if you want to use some of the operating some of the software for sharing it with your friends, then you can install those apps and you can send it with your friends. And Apple iOS operating system, it is a multi-touch multitasking operating system that runs on Apple iPhone, iPad and iPod. So it gives the response on the user's touch, so it allows them to tap on the screen to open a program, enlarge an image, or swipe a finger. So it's not only in iOS operating system, you can even in any mobile, you can just you're having the touch screen facility, you can enlarge your image, you can swipe a finger on the screen to change the pages. So Apple iOS can only be used by the products made by the Apple. So it comes with a web browser called Safari, and for playing music you can use iTunes. For opening or accessing the emails, we can use Mail app. So you can download millions of apps like games or tutorials or any books, recipe books or something, or any other app of your interest available. Those are available in the App Store on any Apple device running iOS operating system. Next, Android operating system. This is an open source mobile operating system, but here you can also use a touch screen, and you can download any image, you can enlarge your image, you can use your swipe finger on the screen to change the pages and all. You can find a wide range of devices from smartphones to Android TVs, tablets and all, which use this operating system. Since it is an open source operating system, it is freely available. So the source code of the open source software is available. So the source can be viewed, altered and shared. The open source operating systems are fully customizable. It provides unlimited access to anyone who wants to develop apps for the phone, and puts less restrictions on its licensing, so users benefit from the free content. Android smartphone has a wide range of customers now, so we can having millions of apps are there, so most of which are totally free, so we can download them and we can use them. And Windows Phone is also one of the Windows platform. The Windows Phone home screen resembles a Windows desktop start menu. So Windows Phone is recognizable from its tile-based interface. The home screen is fully customizable to add or remove the tiles, resize tiles, and move them around on the screen to reorganize. So we can use the Windows Phone operating system also. We can, for example, for all the photos from the mobile camera or downloaded apps like Facebook, etc., are shown in a single location. So Windows operating system comes with an Internet Explorer for web access, Microsoft Exchange for secure corporate emails. These applications have been optimized for mobile use. So learners, we come to the end of the session where we discussed about what is an operating system and its types of operating system, and also we discussed about what are the functions of operating system. I hope you got a clear picture about what is an operating system and how you can use it. So you can use your operating system for checking your files, storing your retrieving your files. You will be having that interface, the screen which you are seeing on your computer. That screen, once you have switched on your computer, then the screen will be having with the desktop screen will be having all the information, what are the installed softwares we have done, what what are the files you have already worked. So those you will be able to see it on one interface, right? That interface is the one which gives you an idea about what is the operating system you are using. So that operating system provides a particular interface. If you are using a graphical user interface, then you will be able to see the icons. If you are using a command line interface, then you will be able to see, or you will be able to write only the commands. Through that commands, the operating system will perform the operations which you want to do it. So thank you so much for listening.